In a first exchange of letters, Ontario Christian High School sophomore Courtney Evans received a photo and a note from an 11-year-old girl. This girl from Kalapa, Kenya, will be her digital pen pal for the next year.
So she said that she wanted to be a doctor, that her favorite color was green, then she drew a picture of her house.
The letter writing is part of a program started 3 years ago by World Vision, whose mission to address global poverty for the past 70 years is grounded in a Christian tradition. Ben Dykhouse, Ontario Christian's principal, says getting to build a personal connection to a person from an impoverished community abroad is just the starting point. There is also a curriculum for their social studies, English, and leadership classes that will dig into systemic, economic, and social issues around poverty.
It takes time to unpack each of those, and so our students will be involved in reading about people in other parts of the world, reading from well-researched scholars about what some of the best solutions have been, and they'll also get to be part of creating their own solutions to some of these problems.
He says students will take what they have learned and apply it to problems within their own community. Courtney Evans already has an idea for her project.
Yes, I would like to improve like a lot of racism in my community, because I am a young African-American woman and there's a lot going on now.
She says she would start with a conversation with her peers about what Black Lives Matter means and expand from there.
We can all come together and just talk about the Hispanic community, the Black community, the Asian community, and we can all be united as one. And it's not just going to start with me, like, to be the change. It has to start with other people. Like, other people have to come together and realize that all races are equal and that we're all the same.
She also kindly asked older folks to remember that her generation, Gen Z, is wise with their own thoughts and ideas, too. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.